Einen wunderschönen guten Morgen und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge Insert Moin. Ich bin die Anne und heute gibt es mal ein Interview-Happen. Das bedeutet, ich habe mich im Vorhinein schon mit jemandem getroffen und über ein bestimmtes Spiel gesprochen. Heute war es Dennis Simard von Chasing Red Games. Die haben den Koop-Plattformer Struggling entwickelt und der ist jetzt seit kurzem auch für die Konsolen erhältlich. Das war quasi der Anlass, weswegen ich mit dem lieben Dennis sprechen durfte. Und wir haben uns nett unterhalten über ihr Studio, über das Spiel selbst natürlich und auch so die Kleinigkeiten, wie sie als kleines Indie-Team so ihren Tag durchleben und was Covid mit ihnen gemacht hat. Und im Endeffekt hatten wir echt ein tolles Gespräch und ich hoffe, ihr freut euch genauso auf diese Folge, wie ich mich freue, dass sie entstanden ist. Also, viel Spaß.
Thank you for the opportunity today. I wanted to say that first.
Well, you're welcome.
Would you mind to introduce yourself to our listeners? What are you doing and who are you?
Yes, hi. So I'm Dennis Simard. I'm art director and co-founder of Chasing Rats Games. I have worked on Struggling, which I assume we're going to be talking about. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple of other projects ongoing right now, which I cannot talk too much about.
All right. No, we're gonna keep focusing on Struggling. Don't worry. So Struggling is coming out on consoles. Do you want to start with just sum up what Struggling is, what kind of game is that, and what is it about?
Yes. So, first of all, Struggling is a bit of a fever dream. You are Troy, which is a ball of flesh with two heads, two arms, and a whole lot of pain. You basically, you move around. It's a platformer. And you control those two arms, one arm per joystick or per mouse and keyboard. You basically drag yourself around painfully and scream a lot until you reach the end of whatever you're doing. And you can do it with a friend if you dare do so.
Yes, if you dare, you can do it with a friend. So it's a co-op experience. It's kind of fun. It's like the physics are insanely funny. In some ways, kind of like Octodad was, for example. I would say it goes in that kind of direction. But I noticed our character, Troy, he is, I think, referring to Greek mythology because he was supposed to be two brothers named Hector and Achilles. So why, what is Greek mythology doing in this game?
Okay, so basically we, how would I put it? We are not very good at history, but we do love Greek mythology. And I don't know if you've ever seen the movie itself, Troy, with yes. I think it's Brad Pitt. And for some reason, this movie is like iconic here at Chasing Rats, at least with the co-founders. And it's just the sheer epicness slash absurdity of the whole thing. It stuck with us. And we just decided, you know, this thing looks absolutely ridiculous, and we have to go with something big to really throw off the audience. And then, you know, we looked at them and we were like, you know what? The one thing I remember from that movie is that one scene with Achilles and Hector fighting in front of everyone. And, you know, that's the game, actually. It's just two players fighting each other. For control of Troy, which is, you know, the name of the whole creature.
Yes.
It's, you know, it's a bit of a stretch, but that's our lore. They have names. Everything in the game that has a name sounds vaguely Greek.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah, I noticed. This is hilarious. It's like, so this like flashy, clumsy creature is like made out of Brad Pitt and Eric Bana in some way, which is...
That's one way to put it.
Yeah, it's not a compliment, though. It's like...
Oh, they would hate that.
Yes, don't let them know. still funny. It's to me, it's so funny that that movie sticks to you. Like, it's so kind of old right now and was not even that good.
Oh, no, not at all, actually. I'm still a fan of it because, you know, it left the mark, but it's still, you know, it's just a movie.
But I appreciate that funny backstory. That's awesome. That's the stuff I want to hear.
Good. We have plenty more.
Nice. So next up, the another thing you notice like right away is the art style, this kind of grown-up animation series or movie style. It reminded me a lot of Ren and Stimpy, to be honest. Yes. It's kind of morbid. It's kind of weird and confusing. I like that. But why did you choose that?
Well, the simplest way to put it is when you make a game like this, which is a platformer, you know, people have seen platformers. You want to strike something with people. You want to leave no one indifferent. So, of course, you know, what leaves people indifferent, you know, generic stuff. So we thought, okay, we need something that makes people scream or, you know, just be disgusted. And this pile of flesh came to my mind and I was like, you know what? Yeah, that's our protagonist. That's Troy. That's our hero, our very unlikely hero. He screams a lot. He's in pain all the time. He has very little room for a brain. yeah. And, you know, then there's also just the visual inspiration. Of course, you said Ren and Stimpy. I used to watch Ren and Stimpy when I was a kid. And of course, it's one of the indirect inspirations. You know, it's a whole thing about what did you watch when you are growing up. And, you know, right now I'm watching Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty is one of the inspirations, of course. I've had people tell me, you know, that's a Cronenberg type creature. Yes, of course, it's one of the inspirations. Oh, that reminds me of Binding of Isaac. Yes, of course, it's one of the inspirations.
All right.
Everything I've seen is just like, it's an amalgamation of all those things. And eventually it led to this. Whatever it is.
Whatever it is, right? Yeah, no, I'm pretty glad it evolved into this kind of thing. But as you mentioned, you can play this game in co-op as well. Was that important to you guys, or is that just did it just came along with developing this game?
Oh, the co-op aspect is actually like the base of the game itself. At the start, struggling was really what happens when you put two players controlling one character. That's the core of the whole thing. And then, you know, okay, what happens when you put two players controlling one character? How do you make that happen? Okay, two arms, only two limbs. You each control one limb. What happens then? You're going to have a bad time. Cool. So the game is... all kinds of pains left and right because you want to make sure that, you know, people play together, but they argue and then they fight a bit. It's like that playful roommate scenario, I guess, where you would just take a beer and play this game and scream at each other. You know, we really wanted this thing to be like a fun, engaging co-op adventure. And then, well, you gotta have single player, obviously. It's, you know, it's been designed to be fun as a single player experience, but the base of the game is still, you know, co-op. We want to make sure that people can have fun with a friend and, you know, scream and suffer together, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, Of course, I get that because I love playing co-op games too, like especially couch co-op where you sit next to each other really and like not online where you just, I don't know, half around the world and play with somebody. So that is actually pretty nice. I like that pretty much. But do you think that COVID kind of got into this as well? Because I mean, when you're locked down, you just stay at home and play games. I mean, co-op, I mean, that's why I kind of think like the rise of co-op is coming right now, because people are, you know, staying at home and have nothing to do. And then you could actually play a co-op game again.
Yeah, the you know, people need that connection. But definitely, when COVID hit and we realized, oh, we're doing a couch co-op game. Oh, that's a problem. oh, wow. No. Yeah, you know, we still have, you know, on Steam at the very least, they have remote play, which makes it possible to play online. But yeah, definitely COVID and couch co-op can be an issue. Right now, we're seeing more people who want to play couch co-op. People are starting to see each other again. So, yes. Of course, it's like right now is a good time for this, I think. A bit more than last year when it first released, I think.
Yeah, right. It released like exactly a year ago. And
yeah, a bit less.
Yeah, but it's still August, right?
I get that right.
Okay, great. But I kind of thought it would be an advantage, to be honest, because if there's like a family at home and you have like two sisters or two brothers or whatnot, and you can play this game together, I thought maybe, okay, people are stuck anyway and live together. Maybe boyfriend and girlfriend can play this. So that was my thought about it. But as we were speaking about releasing last year, how did the game do? What feedback did you get from the community?
We have a very solid following. Like, our fans are honestly the best. We have a small Discord community with hardcore fans. We have speedrunners now.
Oh, nice.
Sparky just hit like a sub 1 hour run recently. He's really great. But you know, the game itself, the reception was fine. Fine as in we had people that really loved the game and people who hated it.
Oh, no.
Oh, but that's, to me, it's a compliment. I'll be honest. You know, we've had events where people straight up walked away from our booth because they saw what was the game and they were like, no, I'm not playing this. And to me, it's a compliment. It just means we leave no one indifferent. You know, a reaction is a reaction. It means you accomplished something.
Sure, yeah.
I'd much rather have someone insult the game than someone just, you know, shrug and move on. And of course, there are people that absolutely love the game. I'm one of those, I guess. At least I hope I am one of those. Yeah.
But, you know, that's kind of important, too. Like, when you finish a game and it's out there and people like it, I mean, it's also important you like it yourself, right? Because, you had a vision and you want to create a game and then you might realize at some point, it's really good, but I don't like it.
Well, you know, we've played the game so much now at this point. I'm still enjoying myself when I play.
Okay.
So to me, that's success. That means that I did something that I love and that I can keep loving for a long time. Troy, as ugly as it is still my baby at the end of the day.
yeah.
And I love hearing him scream in pain. Fun fact, I actually voice acted one of the two heads.
No!
Achilles, the small one.
Oh.
Those screeches are terrible for my throat.
No, that's awesome. Who's the other one?
Alexis, our CEO.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Oh, that's so cool.
Those were some very interesting recording sessions.
I believe that. I hope there were no windows.
Leonor, audio director, he told the neighbors, you know, you might hear some weird stuff, but it's fine. We didn't get any complaints.
It's fine. I mean, I guess the people that are playing this game more than you guys are the speedrunners, really, because that's such an interesting thing to me, because I love speedrunning. I watch a lot of speedruns, and to hear from a developer that they appreciate speedruns is so good. Are you kind of connected to the speedrun community?
Not a lot. Of course, I do enjoy just watching speedruns of plenty of games. I've seen, I don't remember what media does these segments where they get developers to watch speedruns. And it always amazes me how unpredictable it can be, you know, just devs being, oh, I did not know you could do that.
No,
In our case, like I said, we have this Discord community. And our speedrunners are in there. So we know anytime they're streaming or showing off the game at an event, and we're watching every time. Sparky has had like 3 events this summer, and we've watched each of them. And it's very interesting. We've seen some bugs, I'd say, which we're not going to fix because we think it's very cute. And
oh, that's lovely.
You know, they figured it out. So at this point, you've earned it. You get to keep that. If someone actually figures that out in game as a casual player, I will throw my headset off. I don't know. It's there are some really funky skips that you can pull out.
Nice. Oh man, that sounds so great. Oh, I should actually watch a speedrun of that game. That's really. Yeah, I will. I promise I will. But soon we're going to have the console versions, right? Is there a lot you needed to attach, or is there any, like, especially with COVID in mind, were there any kind of problems or any kind of difficulties bringing that game to console right now?
Not much, considering we're basically, you know, it's the same game, it's the same fun. Sure. We don't have to make new mechanics. It's mostly just going along with what Sony and Microsoft's guidelines are for each of their consoles.
All right.
So the ports themselves were not too complicated. Well, it's always complicated, but, you know, there was nothing special in production that took us time. That's pretty much it. You know, COVID is a problem we've had to deal with now for over a year, so
yeah.
We're getting used to working from home. I still kind of dislike it, because I need to be in a working environment to be motivated.
Yes.
But, you know, we're getting used to it. We figured stuff out. We use Discord all the time. We each have like our own little desks that we can sit at, and then people can just pop by if they want.
Yeah.
We figured it out, I think.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that, because I can relate to that. I'm always at home. Like, I'm sitting at home, working at home, then just being a private person at home. And I'm so happy that right now you can go outside, the weather is nice, you can meet people, and like, but for work, it's so sad. It's so sad to sit at home and do your thing, and you can't make jokes with friends and your colleagues.
Oh, yeah. I know. I mean, we have a channel which is basically the water cooler. If you want to take some time off for a break, you can just hop in. You know, we're not a big team, so it's not that used, but it exists.
How many people are you exactly?
Right now, we are 10 people.
Wow, that's not much. Nice.
No, we like to keep the team small.
Sure.
Just people we can connect with and know like all they can do and whatever else, and then we can grow together. I don't ever want to fall into that trap where we become like just a machine with cogs in them. I prefer, mm-hmm. Connecting with people directly.
Yeah, I think that's really important, especially when you're doing creative work. You know, you can't, I always feel like you can't allow yourself to fall into that trap where you work like a machine and you lose kind of heart to things. You know, you're not exactly attached anymore and stuff. That hurts, always hurts the end result, the product.
What's really good with being small team is that we can consider everyone's opinion / experiences. Everyone has a different background. Everyone thinks differently. So when you bring in someone on the team, no matter their position, they can like think out of the box and bring fun ideas. You could be a programmer and you can still have ideas about gameplay or even art. As long as you have a space to talk, you can bring out your ideas.
Sure. Or you can be the CEO and do voice acting.
Yes, exactly.
Why not? Awesome. Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Dennis. That's it for me, I guess.
Well, you're welcome. I hope that was as fun as it was for you as it was for me.
Yes, it was. It was a great talk. Thank you so much. And have a nice day. Good luck with the game on console, right?
Thank you.
I hope people will like it.
I hope so too.
Yeah. Maybe they just run away, but as you said, you don't mind.
It's all right. Reactions are reactions.
Yeah, right.
Hopefully we're going to have positive ones, but...
Sure. All right. Thank you so much. And I hope to see you again.